Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Nachamu, Parshas Va'eschanon. B'chaste Hashem, on my way to the airport, Be'ezras Hashem, to go and be in Eretz Yisrael. This is a time that we have an extra appreciation of the ability to be in Eretz Yisrael. Let me share with you a quick thought that I have as we head out. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, sometimes the Torah refers to Yetzias Mitzrayim as Yoyim Tzeischa Mitzrayim. In Parshas Re'eh, it says Yoyim Tzeischa Mitzrayim, the day you went out of Mitzrayim, implying that it was daytime. Also in Parshas Re'eh, it says Ki B'chodesh Aviv Yitziacha Hashem Elokecha Mitzrayim Laila. Well, Laila. It says also that Klal Yisrael went out at night. The psukim that imply it was by day, and those that imply it was by night. As a matter of fact, if you go back to Parshas Bay, by Yitzias Mitzrayim in Perek Yud Beis, if you read from Pasuk Lamed Gimel through Lamed Vav, you would have the understanding that they went out at night. The Pesukim seem to say that they went out at night. Later in Pasuk Mem Aleph, the Hebe'etzem Hayayim Azeh Yatzu B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. And Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to physically leave at night. But there appeared to be somewhat of a contradiction. Places where the Torah refers to it as the day you left Mitzrayim, and those that refer to it as the night you left Mitzrayim. Rav Schwab in Parshas Re'eh gives the following explanation. He says that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim to head to Eretz Yisrael, there were two things that happened. One was a physical change of location. They were physically in Mitzrayim, and they traveled through the Midbar, and they were physically in Eretz Yisrael. But there was something else. There was also a change that was mental, that was intellectual, that was a change in the thinking process of the person. It was one thing to physically leave Mitzrayim, but it's another thing to divorce yourself and separate yourself from the mentality of Mitzrayim. And that's why it says, when Klal Yisrael went out by day, it says, Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It refers to it as the day you left the land of Mitzrayim. The land of Mitzrayim meaning land. The land is a physical spot on the globe. They physically left Mitzrayim by day. However, they actually left Mitzrayim mentally at night. At night, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed them from the yoke of Mitzrayim with the Makas Bechairis, and then it says Ki Bechairis Shalom Yitziach Hashem Lekecha Mi Mitzrayim Laila. There's leaving Mitzrayim, meaning leaving the mentality of Mitzrayim. So there's the Eretz Mitzrayim, the physical leaving, which was Bayayim, but the mental change, the change in considering themselves at Am HaNivchar and no longer part of Mitzrayim, that took place at night. Which is the main aspect of leaving Mitzrayim? V'zocharto ki ever yisa b'mitzrayim, not be'eretz Mitzrayim, b'mitzrayim. V'zocharto ki you are mishub, you are avadim, you are subjugated to the Mitzrayim, not only as slaves, but also as people that had been influenced by the culture of Mitzrayim, by the people of Mitzrayim, and the things that they did. So there are two aspects to leaving Mitzrayim, two aspects to the Geula, the physical geula, and of course the geula hanefesh, the geula saruach of leaving Mitzrayim. Today, it's a much smaller scale. We're not at the geula. But when we're zeichet to leave America and go to Eretz Yisrael, when we're zeichet to go to a land where Baruch Hashem, Tzibor HaCharedi, the yeshiva world, is extremely aduk to Torah, has a different view of Torah, a different mentality of Torah. They don't have the American influence that many of us have. We have to know that it's one thing to leave Eretz America. It's one thing to physically leave and to go to the place on the globe that we love that's called Eretz Yisrael. It's important. But more important, we need to leave from America. We have to take the America out of us. We have to have the sense that we're going to a place where there's different mentality about Yiddishkeit. A different way of looking at Yiddishkeit. It's incredible. You walk on Motzei Shabbos down the streets in the neighbors of Yerushalayim, and you hear singing, Lava Malka singing from the windows of the apartments. It's just a Yiddish Platz. It's a place where people are thriving and being Yidden and being divorced and separated from all of the Ritzinus, all of the desires, all of the pursuits that we've unfortunately become so used to in the United States here in New York. Even in our community, even where we are, we're very connected to the culture, to the American culture, to the culture of needing, wanting, having to have. It's just incredible the difference. I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was learning, and somebody who I know came to say hello to me in Eretz Yisrael, and then he whispers to me, "Is it true that in America there are some rabbonim who have smartphones?" I looked at him and I said, "No, who told you that?" Because to him it's incredulous, it's impossible. And here it's just something that became normal because we're Americans. Let me talk to you a little about Parshas Vayeshanan, a thought on the Parsha. As you know, we have in this week's Parsha, I believe it's between Shlishi and Revi, the Parsha of the Ari Miklat, which really appeared already in Sefer Bamidbar. However, it's repeated here because Oz Yavdil Moshe, then Moshe Rabbeinu actually separated three of the cities. We know that a Parsha that's repeated contains a Chiddush. And here in Perek Dala Pasuk Mem Beis, V'Nosal Achas Min Ha'arim O'el V'choy, it says that the Reitzeach runs to one of these cities of V'choy, and there he's able to live. From that, the Gemara Darshans, in Masechtas Makis, Daf Yud, I believe it's Daf Yud, maybe Daf Tes, Talmud Shagola Megalin Rabbi Imai, that a Talmud who goes to Golas, his Rebbe, his teacher has to go with him, Shenema, V'chai, when he goes to Ari Miklat, he has to live. Ovid Laimidi, the Tehavi Lechayusa, make sure he can live properly. To live properly, he needs his Rebbe. So a Talmud goes to Golas, imagine that. It's not just a short trip. He goes there the entire lifetime of a Kohen Gadol. And his Rebbe has to go there and be available to him to teach. The Rambam, when he brings this down in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Ritzeach, he brings the halacha, Rabbi Shagala, Talmud Shagala, Megala Rabbi Imai, Shenema Vachai, and the Rambam hears the words, the Chayei Bali Chochma Umivaksheha, the life of people who are intelligent, those who look for wisdom, B'loi Talmud, without being able to learn, K'misa Chashuvin, that's not living. That's like Misa. This is the drasha we have from these psukim. Now, I need some explanation. It's a beautiful thing that everybody needs a Rebbe, and a Rebbe is teaching. It's all true. However, we're not talking about a child that's going to Golos. We're talking about an adult. We're talking about somebody who's going to Golos. It could be he's already in middle age. It could be he's a little past middle age. And he's going to Golos. And he's a Talmid Chacham already. He knows how to learn. What is the importance of a Chai? You're not alive if your Rebbe doesn't go with you. I saw Rebel Provosky in the Sefer Badei Kodesh Al HaTorah. He says, on the contrary, that is the point. The point is that even if a person is already Talmud Chacham, he's already somebody who knows how to learn. He's already somebody who's a Baal Madrega. But to go from one level to the next level in Torah, in Avoda, is itself a Vachai, that itself is living, that itself is Chiyus. To be able to step from one level to another, it doesn't have to be from the lowest level to the next level. Even from a high level to the next level. A chai is somebody who achieves. Sometimes we say, it's good enough, he's learning, it's good enough. I mean, it's good enough. Good enough is not good. Good enough is for gashmiyistic things. As long as a person can improve in ruchnius, a person has to look to improve in ruchnius. That's the chiyus shalai mamish is chiyus. By gashmiyus, you say, is good enough. By Ruchnius is never good enough. A person also always has to try to achieve, to inch his way upwards. Having spoken earlier about the difference between the psyche, the psychology of the American mentality, And the mentality of Baruch Hashem, a tzibur that's in yeshiva, that's learning in kollel, that spent so many years growing, it's a basic difference between the American mentality and the Eretz Yisrael Dikah mentality. In America, Baruch Hashem, we have beautiful yeshivas and kollel, and we grow. The custom in L.A. is good enough. We learn an hour in the morning, we learn an hour at night, we do the parasha and some spare time. Where we're at is good enough. It's not good enough. Don't compare yourself to everyone around you. Compare yourself to yourself yesterday. And try always to achieve. V'chai, that's the ikachiyusa. The ikachiyusa of a person is to always be a growing person. And the gashmias, that's good enough. It's fine. It's adequate. That's where the sense of adequacy of good enough belongs. With this thought, I am overjoyed to be heading to Eretz Yisrael, to Arsenu HaKadosha, with a tefillah that it should be a trip of growth in Ruchnius, a growth in Yerushalayim, a growth in Avodas Hashem. And if it's my goal, Bezus Hashem, to come back, so I should be able to take some of it with me in Yitzhah Hashem. You all should be Zaycha, we all should be Zaycha, to go with the Gula Shleima. And if it happens that we go before the moment of the Gula Shleima, and it's not yet, it's in, within the Gaulus, we have to go there and absorb what we have to absorb in Eretz Yisrael and bring it back. We should be zeichet to appreciate our visits to Eretz Yisrael. Last time I went, it was after almost 2 years, I went to Eretz Yisrael 4 weeks ago. I had a new talis, I made a shechiyanu at the Kaisel because I just overjoyed to be there. It's a mixture of feelings, the Kaisel Yerib Kriya, it's sad to be there. But it's also a joy to have the schus to be there and the potential for growth. Going back again within 30 days. What an absolute schus. And yes, Hashem, by Yom's Allah, we should come. A good Shabbos to one and all.